This is the show. Well, we all start the show doing James Brown impressions. New bit. It's getting better.
It's pretty good.
His bad bits are working their way through. He's gonna get to a good bit.
Are we gonna have the bad bit?
The bad bit of the week?
Yeah.
It's not the bad bit.
The bad bit of the week. BSBDOTW.
That's a lot.
You guys just.
That's a lot.
You guys don't appreciate it. That's
these
all
things
it is.
Gotta hit eventually.
I mean, if you have to explain the
I'm not gonna explain it this week.
All right, come on.
I think you're gonna get it.
An encyclopedic explanation.
Yeesh.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Okay, see? At least I didn't have to explain it this time.
I'm not going to show my cards. Do we have any guesses? Like, I guess that Jack, do you have a guess as to what we're what he's inferring here?
Brush your shoulders off.
Get that
dirt off your shoulder. Yes. We're talking about Connor and his brush off with Cowboy Cerrone.
The shoulder shuck, Cowboy Cerrone.
Shrug of the century.
Yeah, pretty much like broke his nose and turned the tide of the fight. Is that
perhaps,
what we're talking about?
Perhaps the orbital bone.
Yeah.
Okay. Survey says is he accurate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ding ding ding.
Yeah.
Finally, first week I didn't have to explain myself.
Woo.
Terrible.
Just you have to try. That's all. The hell's going on?
What the hell?
Whoa.
This is a pretty bad version.
it turned pretty quick there.
What did just happen?
The bad bit continued. It just doesn't.
That's my fault.
He was literally congratulating himself as the bit went to hell. Like you can't.
Like patting his back.
He's Barry Horowitz from like a 1987 episode.
Oh, Barry Horowitz
of WWE Superstars. It's so bad what just happened. Oh,
was that it? That was his character's name, right? Barry Horowitz.
That was his name.
And
Barry
he would
Horowitz.
Pat himself on the back.
Yep. Ice is Barry Horowitz.
He had the
he doesn't know who we're talking about.
No, he had the vest with the handprint on his shoulder, over his shoulder.
Perfectly placed.
Yeah, vicious.
We'll show him clips after the show.
Wasn't he like...
He's a jobber.
That's it.
Yeah. This is the perfect talk for the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, we'll table that.
Yeah. No, that's perfect.
All right.
It's perfect for the conversation later, and it's perfect for the bit that just died. So I think that deserves a shot. What say you?
Go.
Are we gonna start now?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Talk. You get that one? Thank you.
I didn't even know they made them this little.
They make them in all sizes, bro.
Cool, man.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, these little cups.
Hopefully to the end of a bad bit.
Cheers.
Boom, boom. Cheers.
Did you pick a Jay-Z master mix?
This is a medley.
I had no idea what
it's a medley.
Jesus.
I love it.
I heard the beat. I was like, that's what I'm looking for.
I just need a modicum of effort. Just
you're telling me he tries. He's a try hard. Come on, man.
Cheers. I guess.
Oh.
All right. I think we can start the show.
What did we just drink?
Bullet.
You had bullet bourbon. I stuck with the vodka bit, but we all made the same face. It's all good. I think it's a Malort face. Could be. I don't know.
It's more of a sipping.
It's a painful start to the show. Live from Eddie's room from the Bad Slant Studios in Fairfax, Virginia, this is the Bad Slant Podcast. I am your hashtag moderator, Asian John, back in the flesh. Jack,
hello.
Here, punctual as ever. Welcome back, sir. And on the ones and twos, making a horrible grimace face, that's Ice.
It's not sitting well.
Oh, no.
I should have polled you, like, when we did the shot, like, do you want to go off script and do a brown liquor after you've been drinking white liquor? But it's totally fine.
Maybe not.
You're a pro. And you'll get through it. Just like we're professionals, and we'll remember to plug our own website, badslant.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at badslant. We're trying to get over 100 followers on Instagram. Again, low bar that we're trying to clear, but your help is solicited and appreciated all the same. As always, watch us live on YouTube. Hi. I think we might be entertaining the notion of using the Twitch, but we'll see how that progresses in the next week or so. However you consume this product, be that Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, because they get top billing over TuneIn, Stitcher, and CastBox, we say thank you and subscribe on any of those wonderful platforms and give us a 5-star review. And as always, support the show, badslant.com/support. Get all your Amazon, Target, and Walmart shopping while Ice shucks his shoulders and shakes like a little girl. You can do all your shopping through our links on badslant.com/support. Okay. Mm. All right. Can you get it together?
Oh, I'm trying so hard.
It's rough.
God.
I guess
this is a horrible decision.
It's been a while since I had Bullet. It's
you did a shot last. Are you going to puke?
No.
He's gonna have to get interrupted. Remember last week's show where he just left?
Yes.
Just went and took a leak?
Yes, yes. Remind for the folks. Oh, okay. We remember vividly how that played out.
We were in the midst of a conversation.
Literal.
And he just stood up and then just took a leak. We're like, what?
Hold on, guys.
When you gotta go, you gotta go, man.
Understood, but yeah.
Zero respect for his co-hosts, but it's totally fine.
It's all good, man.
You paid your penance. You did the Chicago penalty kick. A penalty shot, I should say. Like a champ, but...
Well, once again, no more Milord. I think I've been reminded. That is not the way to go. No.
I already knew that, man.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
I'd rather take
I do hot sauce.
Yeah. The Picante penance.
Okay. Fair enough.
All day, every day. All
right, so you guys are both of the Picante penance.
Yeah, I don't want Milord. I despise that.
Okay, fair enough. All right. The bottle's going to get some dust on the shelf, but it's totally fine. But something that will not get dust on your shelf if you purchase it through our links on badslant.com/support is the Google Home Hub. I can't speak to this intelligibly. You guys are way into the whole interactive smart home environment, but I know a good deal when I see one. So this thing is on sale. Usually a regular price, $129.99 regularly. It's on sale now on Target.com for $99. But... Should we start calling this like the Skinflint deal of the week? Because we got to punch it up a little bit.
Something maybe we can work on the name. But
something fancy it up.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Okay.
We'll think about it.
Yeah.
In the new year, 2020, more low level goals. You can get a price match through Target.com for the price of $53.97.
Woo!
That's almost $50 off on this wonderful home product that Ice will get into. But you can do that within 14 days of purchase, or you do it when you make the purchase initially. Just make sure you show them the ad. It's on sale for $53.97 through GameStop. So we'll have a link for that. We'll tweet it out.
Tweet.
I think we're going to put it on Facebook too.
No.
No? Okay. We'll tweet it. That's a hard and fast no. But we'll tweet it to give you all incentive to follow us at Badslant on Twitter.com. I'll cede the floor to you, sir. You can speak to the changes in your life by switching to the Google Home life because you're about that life.
Yeah. So I picked this up during Black Friday of 2018. So there was
living that life for
so
a while.
That, wow. I think that was roughly around the year it came out,
okay.
And they had a good deal during Black Friday. So
early adopter,
yeah. So I decided to pick one up, you know, because it's basically a Google Assistant, like one of those home.
It's like a
Google,
smart speaker,
but with a screen.
Now it has a screen
because when you have the little speakers around, you can still talk to it. It'll still talk back, but you can't see anything. So I just didn't think. How much having a visual made a huge difference.
You're a visual learner, it seems like.
So when you're asking like what the temperature is, you know, they have a cool visual.
Oh, cool.
You know, just like you see on your phone with the big sun raining.
You need to be able to see that it says it's 69 right now.
Sweet.
By the way, episode number 69.
Did you even mention that?
I did not.
Ah,
nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Anyways.
But yeah, so like, you know, it has all the same features of a Google Home, but there's a screen portion. So because there's a screen, it adds a whole new dynamic to it where now you can ask to see things on YouTube and it'll pull it up.
Like, oh, cool.
Showing that, that highlight from yesterday's, Zion game,
sweet.
The Pelicans game.
And then a lot of those, evidently.
They'll show it on YouTube. If you have YouTube TV, you could just be like, hey, show me, Channel 4, show me, HBO, and it'll pop it up on the TV. So it's almost like another screen. And then especially like if you want because a lot of people put this in their kitchen, you can like pull up recipes and there's like a whole cool view see recipes and you can see it line by line.
Oh, sweet.
Awesome. You can set timers, all that. It's really handy.
It does it all.
And when it's not doing any of that stuff, you can set it up as one of those like digital photo frames. Okay. So you can like pick all your photos and it's synced up with your Google account. So
stare at pictures of your kids all weekend because you haven't seen enough of them. What?
Yep, exactly.
I get to that later.
So yeah, so it's one of those surprise gadgets of mine that has taken over my life, and I find myself using it like every day. And we switched the voice to John Legend, so now I have John Legend in my house. And
nice.
He talks back to me.
I like that with
his sexy voice.
Yeah.
Hey.
Does he sing to you? Why not Chrissy Teigen?
Ah, you know, I never asked him to sing to me. I wonder if he would.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Nice.
Give it a go.
What do you say? Just sing me a song?
Yeah, sing me a song.
Sweet.
Why not? Yeah, why not? At least try.
For $53, you can't go wrong, man. You waste that on like a fancy ass burger somewhere.
You can't lose. You can't lose. That's a win and a half. And that's coming from two whole wins, so it makes perfect sense. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing your experience with the Google Home Hub. Again, on sale for $99 through Target.com. Okay, this is convoluted. You buy through our link, but then you show the folks at Target the ad from GameStop.com, which we will send a link to on Twitter, and you get the price match for $53.97.
One more. So, I can't believe I missed
audio medium.
This cool feature, because Google Nest is part of the Google family.
Yep.
If you have the little Nest Hello, the doorbell, if someone presses your doorbell, boom, pops up on that little screen thing, man. It's cool.
Sold.
That's all you need. So it's just, you can put that little screen anywhere. Anytime someone presses the doorbell, you can see who it is. Awesome.
Sold. Yep. Ain't nobody taking anything off your porch.
Boom, bam.
For damn sure. Jesus, stop that.
Oh, my God.
All right. Well, I think we spent plenty about the Google Home Hub.
Go get it now before the deal goes away.
Yes, it could. Any second now. But we got a lot to get to on the show proper. We had a relatively eventful weekend. Maybe not me. You guys seem to have an eventful weekend. A lot of stuff happening in the sportsy sports world. I think we're going 2 weeks in a row talking about sports. We'll try to keep the gravy train rolling because you can't ignore the fact that Zion has graced us with his appearance on an NBA court. And, you know, a few other ancillary happenings in the world of entertainment, sports entertainment as well. So we'll get to all that, I think, perhaps. I don't know how much time we've wasted already. Item 1A on the sheet for me when we were talking about what we're going to discuss on this week's episode. Jack don't get out much.
he doesn't leave his house.
If he gets out, it's rarely on time. But you told us about this last week, perhaps off air. You were swinging into the Big Apple on a chandelier.
Yes.
And you were doing it sans chirins.
Yes.
So it really was the weekend of Jack.
With my wife.
Like the summer of George, though.
The biggest part of that, no kids.
There was no children.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So
if you can have that at this point in your life, it's kind of like the cherry on top. Like there's no matching it.
Correct. Yeah.
So you took on NYC.
We did. Last year, we'll take it back a bit. So my wife got a free voucher from Delta. They had to switch. There was some kind of mishap in terms of overbooking of a flight that she took last year. So they gave her a credit. They gave her $200 credit. And so,
hold on, you guys flew up there?
No, yeah, we flew up to New York City. God, they can't be bothered. No, we can't be bothered to drive. No, not at all.
Seems like a theme on the show.
So awesome.
From 1 week to the next. Do you know how long the actual flight time is? Guess.
I'm gonna say 30 minutes.
79.
Like you go up, you come down.
Yeah,
right?
that's what I'm talking about. He's close.
Okay.
It's for us, the going there was 34 minutes.
Oh my god.
Yes, but the whole flight when you board and then when you deboard, it's an hour and a half, right? So that's what they quote.
So now
you.
I'm close.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
So yeah, exactly. Before the whole flight what they quote you. But yeah, my wife got a voucher, so it kind of subsidized the flight up there. So we took a flight up there, and then we spent the Martin Luther King holiday, long weekend up there. So we actually flew up on Saturday, stayed in Manhattan.
Manhattan.
Yeah, so It was very, very relaxing, man. Like, no children.
But we found this out, like, over the course of the last day or so, where he did not continue the bit.
Come on, man. Tonight,
I am wearing the Mark Wahlberg Chevrolet dealership hat. I did not get a chance to make the request for a Mark Wahlberg picture during my stay at the Hilton Garden Inn.
It's only one of the best bits that I know going.
The now, best.
I tried to go back and request it after I booked it, but
what are they gonna do?
No,
send you the picture to your house? Like, what?
No. After, because I booked it in advance, obviously, but it's just like I tried to go back. And
the damage was done.
It was already confirmed, booked, and I was there's no option.
What are you doing? So how do you mother for me?
I did not continue the bit. I would say a couple of days after I booked it, I looked at my wife and go, oh my god,
sheer regret.
I didn't make the request. She goes, you're screwed.
Yeah, you are.
Idiot. I was like, yes, I am. So, but yeah, it was great to just hang out with my wife.
So you guys actually had this planned well in advance, like months in advance?
I would say it was probably a month and a half in advance, because we had to get my in-laws to take the kids, drop them off, prepare for everything involved. So
was everything fairly smooth while you guys were gone?
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
and you could do this again.
We can. I think it's just my
there's hope.
Yeah, there's hope. Yeah, there's hope for it.
I'll see you in Vegas.
See.
But yeah, it was. We went around through all the old haunts that we.
I need you to keep it PG though. Go through the everything.
No coitus, please.
No. I didn't say it. I didn't
Stop.
Say.
Oh.
God. We just went through all the old haunts.
You know there was coitus.
There was
hell up.
There was a lot of food, a lot of drinking.
Okay, thank you.
On my part, it was cold, like severely cold.
Who knew
New York City in January would be cold? Was like, dude, the first night it was snowing, which was nice. It was very, it was pretty there.
Looks like a scene out of Serendipity.
Exactly.
All right. Great.
Yeah. So we were walking. We went to Ipudo. Shout out to Ipudo. So that I hadn't been there. For five or six years. Yeah. It's
is that still like the Holy Grail?
No, I don't think so.
There's better places.
Next.
Yeah, I think there. But you know, we just wanted to visit it, and there was still a long wait to it too as well. Yeah, man, we went down to Chinatown, tried new foods, was drinking everywhere. I mean, it was a fun time. Got to watch sports without having to deal with kids.
Sports.
Yeah, you watched the NFC Championship game while I was down there at the bar. Yeah, man, it was very relaxing.
Did you do it with the wife in tow?
No, she actually was.
What?
She was actually a bit tired then.
She said, "Go pound sand."
So I just went. Yeah, pretty much.
I'm
went down.
Take this nap. It ain't gonna snap.
Pretty
nap
much.
Itself.
It was a lot of sleeping, and we would eat. And we would the
like,
one thing,
like the good old days.
Yeah,
right?
Seriously, man. Yeah. Like we wake up late. We were like, no kids.
Like, what do we do?
What do we do exactly? A lot of times we were at a loss of what to do. So we would like force ourselves to go out into one of the busiest cities and one of the most exciting cities in
it's
America.
Like you were almost like, I kind of just want to sit in this hotel room.
We did do a lot. We did do a lot of that. Trust me, we did do a lot of that. We were like, let's just watch HGTV right now. Like, we're cool with that.
Uninterrupted.
Like, we could have a conversation like with each other. So it was
like
good.
Shawshank ain't gonna watch itself.
Yeah,
like,
basically. We didn't watch that, but we reconnected.
It was definitely
cool.
On though.
It was definitely needed, man. Like.
That's awesome.
We haven't had like a getaway like that in such a long time. So
that's awesome,
by the way, the first hit that comes up when you look up ramen in New York City, Ichiran. Not Ipudo, Ichiran.
Have you been there?
This is a brand straight out of Tokyo. Straight out of
Japan.
It's the one with the cubby? The booth.
Do I get the order from like Google Hub and then they bring it out to you?
I should hope. like when I went to Japan, it was buttons. Now it should be voice activated. So we're almost there.
Oh, damn it!
You're so
I
close.
Heard if like I believe like at that place, if you go for the solo booth, it's fine. But if you try to get a table to sit with someone else,
you're a dickhead.
That takes forever. It's like a long wait for
Kill that noise. Yeah. Just eat the food and like, and they serve it through a hole, and your beer, like your water comes out of a tap. Hole. Yeah, exactly. For ramen,
there are sites for that.
That's why this is episode 69. But yeah, it's an experience unto itself. But it sounds like you had a pretty good experience.
Great experience, yeah. Definitely.
Anything new? Because it sounds like you mentioned going to the old haunts, but anything new that you experienced?
Oh, there was a food, I guess, sort of like the block here, like a food court style, like market. Like it's like the block on the Annandale. Like,
it's all Asian?
Yeah, it was all Asian in Chinatown. Oh, okay. So like there was a ton of stuff. Apparently, it seemed like they just discovered boba tea. I'm like, there's like this huge line at the boba station. I'm like, what is this?
What is this boba stuff?
Yeah, I was like, what is happening? Like,
you remember what it was called?
I can't remember. Yeah. I don't remember the franchise, but the place
the
we went
whole
to
thing.
It was like this? Joe's Steam Rice Roll. It was like this Chinese as F place where they were making just like these wraps, these crepes. The
yummy, 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 yummy. Yeah, come eat.
It was actually pretty good. That's the place we went to, and then we also banh mi, the banh mi place.
Oh, the one in Little Italy.
Yeah, we also got some Chinese chicken. Yeah, we got that. Yeah.
The
Nyonya. Yeah, Nyonya.
Nyonya.
Gonghai Hainan.
It's like straight. It's so Chinese. It's like cash only. You walk in. You're like, what?
That's where, you know, currency should be accepted more places.
Exactly.
God damn it.
What else? We went to Battery Park, which is cool. They have like this Winter Wonderland.
What's that about?
Yeah,
you guys did a lot.
We did it a lot than we expected. But
took advantage of their time away from kids.
Hell yeah, dude! Like,
which
a lot of Ubers though. A lot of Ubers
in that weather.
Yeah,
no,
dude.
No.
Yeah, didn't take one cab.
What about the train?
Why? It's how? There's cabs everywhere. Doesn't it take longer to call an Uber than just
they're
call a cab?
It's actually pretty quick. They're rolling around. The one time, when we were coming back the first night to our hotel, when we took an Uber back because it was snowing like crazy. Mm-hmm. And so we pull up to our block, and I can see Uber driver, right? He switches apps, sees that we're 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
And 1 minute away, and that there's another fare on Lyft that's 2 minutes away. He boom accepts.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Man. So that like he's pulling double duty. So like you can't knock the hustle. Dude,
hustler's code.
I tried it the last time I was in New York. I just being used to calling Uber, an Uber. Like, so many cabs were flying by me. Yeah. I'm like, why am I waiting for this
and
cab?
And they take credit cards now.
They do. And they do
and
have an app.
Best.
Yeah.
They do have an app up there, too.
So now when you get in the cab, you could pull up the app, you scan it, and so there's a code. You just punch it in, and then you pay through the phone the same way.
So you can still hail a cab. I've seen people doing it old school, just hailing the cab.
So we're clearing things up here. Jack would rather do this
than scroll.
This.
Yeah. I didn't say.
It's an audio medium. I understand.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah. Thumb scroll.
What else did we try? We went to the Levain Bakery with your suggestion.
Nice
cookies.
Yeah, let's get some cookies.
That mountain of cookies.
So we were like a block and a half away from the Xi'an Foods, like the Chinese place. But like,
you didn't go.
We were so stuffed, dude.
You're a bag of shit.
Are you kidding me?
Who passes up that? Oh,
next time, $7 for the best lamb face noodles you've ever had.
It's
in your
life. It's the dirtiest place in the world. But
it was grimy. It was grimy as hell. We walked by it.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We walked by it, and I looked in. I was like, okay, there's one non-Chinese person in there. I can't eat there.
Well, okay, it's not the dirtiest place.
They
but
play
it's
a Tribe Called Quest as you order your
dang it, really?
Your lamb face noodles, your lamb burger, like whatever the hell you want. They're bumping hip-hop from the 90s. Like, I don't understand. Like, this is 100% in your wheelhouse and your wife's wheelhouse.
Like, she didn't
they said nah.
She didn't like lamb.
Oh my God. They have other stuff too.
They have other stuff.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm
all about
lamb.
The lamb. What?
What?
I'm all about that lamb.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you're not.
I'm not. I'm just kidding. I was just singing.
Oh my God. What?
He just wants to inject horrible pop songs into the show. But it was a successful weekend. Like,
it was very, very successful.
Awesome,
man.
Yeah,
I'm jealous. I wish I could have done
you
that.
You needed the break.
Yeah, it was like all of our pictures and stories were just food. Like there was like
I don't blame you.
Yeah, there was barely any pictures of us.
Dollar slices of pizza.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I got that slice I needed and I wanted.
Where'd you go?
Just we went one to Joe's slice? Pizza.
Okay.
Joe's is pretty good. And
just
then,
one slice?
No, I Uber Eats another one because I was so fat. I was just like, I'm not leaving this place. So
because why walk a block to a slice of pizza when you can just Uber Eats it?
We Uber Eated it, and so I Uber Eats some artichoke pizza. It's
is that
the,
good?
It no, it's the place
that
is called
gross.
The place is called artichoke pizza.
I was like,
they do have an artichoke one, which I got, and then my wife got the margarita. She said it was really good. So it was.
That sounds disgusting, though.
We're so bougie. I can't believe where
we are. It's amazing. Amazing.
That's awful. So far from just getting like a regular dollar slice.
Yeah,
the dollar slice.
I got
slice.
The dollar slice. Don't worry, bro.
Dollar slice is money.
I got the big dollar slice. Don't worry.
Okay.
Did you try to cop in New York City?
Did you go to Fight Club?
No, I didn't go to Fight Club.
That's like your mecca, man.
I know. I didn't. Be. I mean, if I brought shoes with me, I could have consigned it when I was there. I didn't. I had a pair, and I didn't want to consign it.
Wait, rip them off your feet and like, here, take
them. Yeah, I know, right?
Please.
No. We did go. We did walk past the boutique like sneaker shop while we were there. And then, like, they had all the shoes in plastic.
Yeah.
All the t-shirts wrapped in, like, basically the dry cleaner plastic. I was like, that seems cool. But it's not like I hadn't seen this stuff anyways. So I was just like
I never buy shoes while I'm there, but I love walking
perusing.
In there. I love looking at it. I'm just like, that's the one.
That's
the
good.
That's
my grail.
There's Flight Club.
Grail.
I think Stadium. Grail. I think Stadium Goods is also up there. Right? Yeah, that's up there. But I think they're pretty expensive.
So you did not have a chance to cop the infrared dunks that came out this weekend.
No, I didn't.
Or I guess on Monday, a Martin Luther King Day.
I did not do that.
Yeah, I can tell
but
you.
But
did
you?
I tried. I failed. I can't believe I
you actually stood outside?
Yeah, for a solid 45 minutes.
How many people were in line?
I think a dozen in front of me. So this is one of those rare situations where the shoe only gets released in person, like at a store.
A lot of the SBs now are getting released to the skate shop.
And we talked about it. Evidently, dunks,
makes sense.
Dunks are back in vogue.
Like, yeah, they're back in style.
It switched to Jordan.
This will be the year of the SB dunks for sure.
I'm with it. I got a pair of Newcastle dunks burning a hole in my pocket right now. I'm waiting for that sucker to get like $600 and I'm flipping.
Nice.
I've had it for years. But the infrared dunks came out, and I was like, well,
they're fire. They're actually really nice.
I was contemplating if they had multiple pairs, I was going to cop several.
But you're not going to get more than one at a skate shop.
Probably not.
They're going to limit one per customer.
Obviously.
They said first come, first serve. So
still.
Did they give out tickets and stuff? Or
no.
Like say,
okay, I'm not going to besmirch the name of this store because I think they actually took over for another store that failed, and now they're trying to rise like the phoenix and become the skate shop that sticks in D.C. But I will say they're one of the only shops in the area that carries the orange label variety of Nike offerings. So,
oh, nice.
There's your hint. So I showed up there in the hopes of just getting one pair. Like I didn't have delusions of grandeur. I thought perhaps I might show up a little too late and I might get like a size 11. And, you know, maybe I can flip for a decent penny. All good. There's only like 10 people in front of me. I figure at that point.
Did you go by yourself?
All by my lonely.
Oh my God.
I do my dirt all by my lonely. Solo dolo. I show up and there's only 10 people. I think, okay, a size runs what, 13 pairs or so?
Yeah.
I got a shot to get a pair. And I'm there and then all of a sudden, like, I'm there 30 minutes. And then the obviously pot addled shoe store owner shows up and he's like, oh, what's up, guys? What's going on? All right. Yeah. Well, woohoo. By the way, we only have 6 pairs. We'll see you guys inside.
6 pairs. Oh, 6 pairs.
Jeez.
He has less than a full size run. And
that's horrible.
They made this whole hubbub. They post the thing on Instagram and say that
really?
we're dropping the infrareds tomorrow on Martin Luther King Day. Shout out to the king.
Shout out to the king.
I don't know. It, like they made this grandiose post about dropping this shoe, which a lot of folks were hyped up about. The first guy in line for this thing. Okay, let me set the scene. It's DC. It was the coldest night of the year. I think it got to single digits.
Yeah.
And the dickhead who was number one in line was there from 1 a.m. the night prior. Oh.
He deserves a shoe.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That man got a shoe.
Okay.
His friends got a shoe. AJ did not get a shoe. Being number 10 in line obviously is not not good.
That's usually not a bad number.
Yeah, that's gonna say number 10. Yeah, yeah. For a shoe drop, yeah. That's a pretty good spot.
In normal cases, you would have got one.
Yeah, but
it's not this time.
No. L season continues. I think Jack told me while he was in New York City to try to get the kid size Travis Scott Air Force Ones, which was L number 1 for the week.
Yeah.
And then the
did you get that one?
No.
Oh.
So the infrareds was L number 2. And then you told us about the Air Jordan 3. What is it? The Unite?
Yeah,
Night
that
edition?
Was just the other day.
Yeah, the Night Edition.
And that was L number 3 all
hey,
the
I
week.
Got an L too, so. I got the
how
payment.
Many L's have you gotten in a single week?
It's pretty numerous.
Three to four.
It's fine.
January
I'm just getting
has
used
been
to
a
it.
Tough month, man.
Yeah, it's,
bad
it's
month.
Slow. It's slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, it's going to ramp up soon. You know why.
All-Star Weekend?
Yeah. Can't
wait. Can't wait to catch a dozen L's in a calendar month.
Oh, man.
If there's any possible way I could get those, like, retro Jordan 1s or whatever they were. Oh, God. That great. Chicago edition. Oh,
yes.
I want that.
It'd be like 350, I think.
I want that.
I'm with that. Can I complete sidebar? Do you know they talk about sneakers on ESPN on The Jump?
What?
So the
well,
show,
now they have to.
The show is called it's NBA The Jump, and
okay.
they just talk about basketball, and then all of a sudden they have a segment devoted to one guy who is their quote-unquote director of sneakerheads. Like, he is just there to talk about shoes. It's the craziest thing. This whole thing is pervasive, and I'm not okay with it, but it's on, like, regular network TV.
Well, that dude we were talking about last week, that Jacques dude, he's over at the NFL, the All-Star Pro Bowl. And he's out there.
He didn't know what it was. Yeah. The NFL All-Star Game.
He's going to say All-Star Weekend.
I know. All-Star Game is on my
It's just
my
top
brain.
Of mind. That's
is
fine.
It, is it the skills challenge on now?
Yeah. He's out there doing, like, he's talking to all the players that are into sneakers, and he's doing unboxings or whatever he's doing
right,
out there.
Yeah.
Interviewing Virgil Abloh.
But it's like, it's crazy, man. Sneakers is like just like blown up. And I hate it because it makes it harder for people like us to get.
Oh, it's so much harder.
Well, people like us, not this guy
what?
Over here.
What are you talking about?
Mr. Bot over here.
No, there's no bot.
Software enhanced.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, it was not successful. I don't think Ice would characterize his weekend as successful either. Well, I'll say this. You survived.
I'm okay. I'm alive. I'm okay. So I'm just tired.
Jack had fun. John lost, and Ice, how would you characterize your weekend? You just endured?
I'm alive. I
you endured.
He survived.
Yeah,
he survived. Yeah.
I'm here for this.
Yeah. But
what happened?
Oh,
tell us
God.
What happened. What put you in this situation where you had to
what put you in this situation?
Is this live?
This is the NFL Pro Bowl skills competition. Oh,
man. Is this happening right now?
This is...
No, it's this daylight. They're in Orlando.
I wish I recorded this. This is kind of cool.
We're watching television as we record.
I think they're airing it for the first time now. Okay, sidebar.
Oh, sorry,
goddamn,
sorry.
Jesus
I'm
Christ.
I'm so distracted.
Will you turn away?
I want to play. Of course this looks so much fun.
This looks like Dave and Buster's like
right, but like adult size.
Yes,
this
exactly.
is cool.
This is called Thread the Needle.
So like the wifey's B-Day was this past weekend, so she wanted to spend her birthday away from the family.
Perfect. Just perfect.
That's how you want to celebrate.
Yeah. So,
away from your loved ones.
So I was like, it's cool. It makes sense. I mean, I would do the same. I have to.
If the undercurrent of the show wasn't so obvious, you know. It's like, no.
So I was like, go for it, man. Have some fun. So,
that's cool.
So she dipped out of town, so that meant I had the girls. On
the
Friday,
twins,
Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh yeah,
half
she
a day
came,
on
she,
Sunday.
Yeah, she came back on Sunday, so I had about two and a half days. Not too bad.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a handicap match for the ages.
So for people with kids, you basically know that if you don't have a lot of stuff planned, a lot of ruckus starts happening. You know, like they start
chaos.
Getting like. They start getting like just a cabin fever, and they get antsy, and they start like ripping each other a new one, and they start yelling and getting. I don't want none of that, especially when I don't have backup.
Yeah.
So I was
you
like,
need man,
so
you
I
need
like,
man coverage.
Dude,
you can't play a zone by yourself.
Exactly. So I was like,
he wants SWAT. That's what he wants.
Yeah. I am going to keep him as busy as possible. I'm gonna map out I'm gonna fill up every hour of their day until they pass out. And
there was so much room for activities, according to your Instagram.
Oh my God,
man. So I
just like activity after activity. I was just like on to the next, just like hour here, hour there, hour just keep
hours.
And I took it an hour at a time. I was just like, I knew they had to go down around like 6 or 7 at night. So I was like, okay, I'm 5 hours till I get there, 4 hours till I get there. Just like, how do I fill up another hour? Oh, I can do this for another hour. And that's all it was.
It's like pottery, cooking class, gymboree, like purse making at Gucci, like everything you could possibly imagine.
And then, I mean, what you guys saw on my stories was just like a portion of it. There's a lot microcosm. Of stuff that... There's a lot more that I just like didn't have the time to post, but I was just like, let's just fill up every minute of their day. And then it mostly worked. It's like they knocked out pretty early and they were pretty tired and they were pretty happy. It was just Saturday night when we had everyone over in the house to watch UFC. I think
yeah.
It got a little crazy, and then they're like, oh, there's something going on in that.
Oh my God. When Jack said, go pound it up your ass, I'm not watching UFC with you losers. We were giving Ice a break from his weekend of servitude. I don't know what to call it.
Yeah, I was like, perfect. They go to bed by 6 something. So, you know, given by 7, I got the entire night free. So, and UFC started at 10. I was like, oh, we can start drinking, we can start partying, and it'll be fine. And
smoke it.
And I thought they were just going to be knocked out into the morning, because if I got them busy all day, and yeah, that didn't quite work out. Actually, they were pretty good up until the end of the fight. And I think by the end of the fight, somehow they
woke up. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, 2 o'clock in the morning. They were wide awake. They thought it was morning. So they wanted to, the doors open. They were trying to walk out. I was like, oh
my God.
I was like, go back in. Don't come out.
Disaster.
So then
you were getting texts from the wife like, why did the kids roll out of their beds? Why are they face down?
Oh, because they
on the hardwood.
She can see the camera.
It was funny. Like,
why is our child planking on the fine pine that lays on our floor?
Did she look at it through the Google Hub?
Yeah. So we were like, we were watching the fight, and then I was getting texts from her. She was like, you know, one of our girls is like laying on the floor, right? Like, oh crap. So I had to go
face to face with the family Doberman.
I had to like pick her up, put her back in bed. But overall, it was a good weekend.
You survived.
I survived. It was much needed because they get really clingy to the mother. So it's like,
nuh-uh.
For once they're like they love dad. So I was like, I can live with this. This is pretty cool.
I hear it turns. I hear it
change at some point, right?
Yeah, that it will be. They will just be clinging more to you, to
up until high school or something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
Until they can drive,
basically.
Until the woman years.
It's gonna be a tough 15 years. All right. Well, you survived, and you actually got a window to hang, which I honestly didn't expect. When you mentioned that you were interested in hanging out and watching the UFC thing, I thought, okay, there's a snowball's chance in hell.
They'll pass out by 6. I mean, that's the beauty about schedules.
Like, you are way more optimistic than you should.
We have our kids on a schedule, so it's clockwork. It's predictable. Every night I know they're going to be asleep by 7 at the latest.
A broken clock is right twice a day. so you were optimistic. I was not, but somehow I think it worked out
for the most part.
For the most part, and yeah. We actually got some of the boys over again, Jack. No show.
What are you holding that against
not,
before?
Not to say you promised it. I'm just saying.
He was in another state.
Yeah, come on, man.
You said go die. But then we got our boy Liam the beer tender out. Billy!
Billy!
An appearance, and someone who hasn't made an appearance on the show yet, Ray.
Yeah. We'll get him on at some point.
One of these days. Redskins superfan number 99. He came out and he was packing. They all
always in one.
They all rolled through. I'm sorry. Ahmad forgot about him, too. Apparently,
you got his full name. You son of a gun.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, man.
Okay, I don't know. The fact of the matter is, here's the complete sidebar. Would you write down the timestamp on that? Complete sidebar. Evidently, I've known Ahmad.
You just say it again.
You know, happened.
So you know what the thing is about his name is that everyone says
it's
his
so
full
catchy.
Name. It's very easy to say.
It's
his
like
name.
Bob Backlund. Like it just rolls off your tongue. Like it's his character name.
Right.
So when it comes.
His name is Ahmad. His name is Ahmad. You know that, right? Jeez, man.
Can we give him another name?
That's his name. What do you want me to even give him?
I feel like
he hasn't like authorized us to use his name in public.
No, he doesn't exist in this universe, okay? He just doesn't exist.
Not in the MCU?
No, not at all. He's not canon. In this I've known him evidently going back like 20 years. Like, it's the craziest thing. Like, he dated like a friend's cousin, and like he told me he has an obscure karaoke tape of this dude singing Craig David, and I'm like, oh god, no. That's like, there's no way.
No.
And then he laid down like the timeline, the characters involved. I'm like, Jesus Christ, that's me. And he says he still listens to it. And I'm like, okay, it's getting weird.
No way.
I still listen to it every night going to sleep.
He's like, man, that cat can sing. I'm like, no. Just chuck that thing into the garbage. I don't want you like trying to like convert it into a digital format. Just let it all go, bro. But we got all the characters out for UFC 246. Okay, so the thing you alluded to at the beginning, the brush it off your shoulders bit, terrible bit. We'll never talk about it again. But Conor McGregor makes his triumphant return to the UFC, and he knocks out Cowboy Donald Cerrone
TKO.
In the process.
Yeah, they stopped the fight by stoppage.
My God, it pains me to have seen that whole thing happen in real time. Because I'm a mark for Cowboy Cerrone. Like, I'm all the way in.
He's always going to go out on the shield. Like, that's what is the allure of Cowboy. He'll take any fight anytime.
He's either going to murder or get murdered. Like,
there's no
gray area whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And to see, like, a guy that I have, a great affection for. Because he's a guy who fights on 3 weeks' notice. Like, he'll fight in January.
And that was a terrible mistake.
Yeah. Horrible idea.
It's just an awful idea.
Like,
yeah.
It's December 14th. It's like, I, my legs are under me. I'll fight again in January.
Well,
and
he did.
He's done it before.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
the quick turns.
Yeah.
But he's pulled it off before, but I don't think he was prepared to pull it off this caliber of opponent.
Does that normally work out for him? Minute fights?
Well, the last time he did that, I think he knocked out Rick Story with that 1-2 kick combo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he hit him 1-2 up in the head and then kicked him in the face and then he knocked him out. That was like a sick, this was like Mortal Kombat style combo. But he took a fight with an unknown fighter, pretty obscure fighter, a few weeks later. That's what John is alluding to. So I was like, yeah, that's not a good idea. And he lost. I think he somehow, some kind of stoppage. So, I mean, Cowboy does
honestly,
that
though, like it adds to his lore.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so
the
people
fact
are
he's
like
so willing.
He's willing to just fight, take any fight anytime, but it's to his detriment because he's such a talented fighter. He could have just saved himself and be like,
I
you
love
know
him
what?
So much.
I'm going to wait for a high contender.
I want
so
a title fight.
Yeah, or a title fight. Like, I mean, he's got like the most wins in UFC history, but he doesn't have a belt. He's never in the one time he did go for a belt, he got destroyed. So it's like, he could have waited for another chance. So this fight could have catapulted him
could
into it. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it was probably the payday. Yeah. I mean, he probably wanted that.
Oh, yeah,
I would
sure.
think between that's the only two things you can really hope for as a fighter at this point in the game. Like, you either want that gigantic payday or you want a belt.
Yeah.
And usually the belt is synonymous with getting a big payday. But in this case, it was strictly for a payday.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, he's not going to pass up on fighting like a big headliner
at all. Not at all.
With all the eyes and everything.
Yeah,
and,
definitely.
And for the slim chance that he was gonna win.
Yeah,
it's like it would have been great for his career
if it went more than 40 seconds. He had a good shot.
But
the shoulder thing was something I don't think I've been prepared to see in any fight. Like,
that was just,
I know the shoulder thing. What's ironic is that I think I've seen it more from John Jones, who fights with the same camp with Wink Jackson. Wink.
Oh, yeah.
Like this, they come from the same camp in New Mexico. So you would think he would have like some wherewithal, some know-how or knowledge about that specific technique, but he was not prepared for it whatsoever. And I think it was the fact that
you're talking about Cowboy.
Cowboy.
Like, oh yeah, they he split from that camp. He was doing.
So he's
it.
Not with Jackson Wink anymore.
No.
Okay, so he's on that.
He's on his own. He has a ranch out in like Colorado or something, and he brings like his own trainer and coach out there.
Love it. Yeah. But man, it did not go well for him then.
No, not at all. I mean, that's God just something damn. Like, it's sort of like the foot stomp. You're in the clinch, right? You're just doing something to kind of just bother the other fighter. And it actually hit and it broke, you know, broke his orbital bone. Is that what it broke?
Nose or orbital bone?
Nose or something like that. And then it just
something that knocks nose. You out. Like,
yeah. It affected the fight, right? It affected Cowboy. And then he kind of was backpedaling at that point. Like, you can tell. Like, immediately right after they separated, you could see him kind of just backing up.
Wait, did you watch the fight?
Yeah, in I watched real time? It. Yeah, I watched it.
Oh, okay. From the hotel bar?
No, no. Oh, okay. Yeah, no.
Sorry.
I was like, what?
You want to give someone's last name real quick? get us back on track?
No, it's, I saw it, I didn't see it from the hotel, but I saw
you went out?
I saw it from my phone. How about nice. That?
Okay.
Oh.
Boo.
Boo.
It was 40 seconds, man. I didn't see it real quick.
Actually, in hindsight, you're probably right. I think we spent way more money than it was worth.
I thought it was worth it. There's a lot of fights where if it ends quick, you're really upset by the fight. But I actually feel like I enjoyed this 40 seconds worth of seeing Connor.
It's because he got a break.
No, yeah, right?
He got 40 like, more seconds true. Away from his kid.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
Well, did you do you enjoy the fight? Did you enjoy anything?
Not
else
the Holly Holm part. We'll say that
was
much.
A long. That was a decision, right?
Okay, I'll tell you this: we had all those guys over at the house for the fight. During this fight, I was literally the only person in the room watching the fight. Mm. Everyone else decided they're going to go piss, smoke, or drink on the deck. And I'm
sounds
the idiot.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I'm the only dumbass who sat there the entire damn time.
Do you remember the last time that we saw a Holly Holm fight, like, together?
Against Rousey?
I think it was against Rousey.
Was it?
Yeah.
Got a was
it?
Off.
Yeah. No, it was no. Like, it was one of her earlier fights. And we went to Hooters in Boston.
Oh,
was that Hooters?
Oh, you know,
or Buffalo Wild Wings. That's
that
what it was.
That
yeah.
was a Holmes fight.
Yeah, she was. That was one of her pre like.
Rousey
like,
had a fight that night too.
She did, but she didn't fight Rousey. But like,
was that her first fight against
someone?
Raquel Pennington.
I think it was the first.
Oh my goodness!
But did she win by decision that time?
She won that fight by decision.
Yeah, so by, exactly.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Ah, symmetry.
Was it a 5-round fight? No, because it was co-main.
This one?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Dang, no wonder it dragged on.
It was a death march.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was kind of a sidebar to all this. It, like, you couldn't have a more inconsequential fight for a co-main event. But, I mean, they had names, so I guess it's a relatively big deal. But
Anthony Pettis lost.
Oh, thank God!
He got submitted. Woo! That was probably in the prelims, right? Yeah, or was no, that part of the main card?
First fight of the card.
First fight, yeah. He got submitted, right?
And then it was like a So-Dick fight.
Oh, yeah.
And feel me? So-Dick and feel me or something?
What?
I guess I was so drunk by that point, it didn't make any amount of difference whatsoever. Like I think it was one of the fights that got plugged Sadiq. Into the main card.
Oh, because Claudia Gadea.
Because yeah. our girl, I'm sorry, Roth's girl was 37 pounds overweight.
And 5.5 pounds. 5.5 pounds.
It might as well be a million.
Did you see the weigh-in? When you know a fighter is not going to like make weight, she knew that because they're weighing themselves before the fight. Yeah. I mean, now granted, cutting weight is hard, especially for women. I hear it's even more difficult if you're doing it repeatedly. It just it's harder each time, but like you go up there and then when you have to get covered by the drapes, you're just like, that's no good.
It's no good.
When you're up there like this with still with your clothes on, you know you hit it.
Yeah.
So it's like, she's so messed up. It's so short.
As someone who has cut weight in my youth, it sucks balls.
It does. It definitely sucks.
You have to like work your ass off nonstop, and then you have to cheat the system. It's inherently a part of the game. Like you got to, I think I mentioned, did I mention mention this on the show?
No.
I stood on my head. I had to cut 8 pounds in one day.
You stood on your head.
Yes. So I was getting close. So from 2:30 in the afternoon, this is when I was a wrestler. 2:30 in the
wrestler?
Afternoon.
Were you
I,
the wrestler?
I was Mickey Rourke. From 2:30 in the afternoon until 8 o'clock in the evening, I was constantly moving, wearing plastic bags and sweatshirts, and just like trying my level best because evidently, if I didn't do this, I was going to lampoon the team. So I was just I was a ball of fire the entire day. And then all of a sudden, it's like 7:55, and my coach is like, "Yeah, the athletic director's coming down." I do a quick check on the scale. I'm like 0.5 pound over. this is hours of trying to like just burn off every ounce of
water.
Did
you have to hit
body.
It on the dot? You can't be a half pound?
No, this is like the final weigh-in before like the rest of the season. Like the rest of the year, I get like an extra pound. But like this day, I had to be on weight. So like full-blown panic. And I'm like, oh my God, I have no other fluids. I can't take a shit here, right here now. What do I do, coach? He's like, I got it. Stand on your head.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
It screws up your weight distribution in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, your blood rushes to your head.
Evidently. So it just, like in the one, like the 10 seconds I need to get on weight, it worked. So
were you like right on the number?
I think I got just below it. I don't remember the actual number because I was really dizzy at that point. But
he had like he lost eight pounds
in a day because my friend who was well under that weight decided today's the day I'm going to quit the team. So John's going to slide into that spot and move down a weight class. And it was a problem. But after that, it's all gravy. Made the weight for the rest of the season. I didn't suck. So it was fine. But I know the pain of trying to make weight in a very condensed time frame. It sucks. But
this is their livelihood. And for her to like come in 5.5 pounds over, that means it's like she didn't have the discipline.
It screams of unprofessionalism. And I think you brought up the point. For women, it's different. Like they have hormonal issues. Like their bodies work differently from men. But it's a part of the game. Like you have to make the weight in order to fight.
To the other fighter, do they still get a pay or
it's
very subjective, honestly. Yeah. Right?
So the way that UFC structures their contracts, it's like, so there's two portions, right? So it's like 50 to show. Let's just say I get 50-50,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So 50 to show, 50 and the win bonus.
Oh, okay.
So like
if you lose, you're screwed.
Yeah, if you lose, you're screwed. You just get your show your show portion. But I think with this, they'll still get
something.
They'll probably get their show
I
money.
I would be livid if I busted my ass for months training for this fight and all of a sudden
and this fat asshole
just because someone didn't take it seriously
can't lay off the card.
I think at sometimes if you're like, let's just say you're 2 pounds over or a pound and a half, like they'll be like, okay, we're gonna give you a portion of my purse, right? So that we can continue with the fight.
So they actually agreed to that. So usually when you're overweight, they say 20% of your purse goes to your opponent.
Yeah.
That's usually the agreed upon standard within the contracts. But because she was so egregiously overweight, they said, okay, 30% goes to your opponent. And they're like, done. Okay, she's so fat, we totally understand. Done. Sign the contract.
And she said no?
And then
no, but they're fighting the commission.
And then Vegas rolled in at the 11th hour and said, no, we can't let this shit happen.
Yeah, they're not.
So
they weren't gonna let it.
They
happen.
Said, "You've been canceled. Cancel culture. Sheesh. It's over." Yeah. It was just an egregious transgression at this point. So so that fight got nixed. We got the So Dick fight as a replacement.
So Dick,
so fun. Oh, I think we only have a few minutes left. So yeah, that whole thing played out. Where do we want to go here? Do you want to say who we want to fight Connor next? Because like this whole conversation has been about other shit. But we ignore the fact that Connor came back and beat the shit out of Donald Cerrone.
Right.
Jack, I'll defer to you real quick. Who do you think he should fight next?
Masvidal.
Okay, that was really fast.
Jorge Masvidal, the BMF, the bad mother effer champion.
I would love to see the BMF title.
Because he's not going to fight Khabib next. Khabib has a monster waiting for him, Tony Ferguson. So that fight should have happened 3 years ago, but Tony had a freak accident and tore an ACL and has been grinding his way back. So it's not going to happen. It's probably going to be...
Should they fight on the same card?
Why not? And if...
When's that fight happening, Tony and Khabib? Is that April?
Yeah, that's too quick of a turnaround.
That's 3 months. What are you talking about?
I mean, I guess
that's 3 months. That's a 3 month camp. And he would fight. What is his name? Masvidal at 170.
Yeah, because he didn't take any damage. So yeah, I would say
he's fine.
He's fine.
I'm trying to fortify your case.
He came out looking great out of that fight.
So
but yeah,
good.
Masvidal, I think would be the fight. They could go do a Nate trilogy and then complete the trilogy. But I don't think they want to take the luster from Khabib because he's going to be the champ. So it's got to be Masvidal.
Okay, fair. Ice, do you have any insight into
that? I mean, nothing.
Who do you want to?
Nothing that's worth considering, but I think for me as an outsider, Khabib. I think after what happened last time, that's what people want to see.
He will fight your chicken.
Yeah, I mean, for people, just for how ugly that fight was. It was just like, I don't know. You kind of just want to see it again.
Sure,
like,
of course. Like, I want to see that.
And then and you mentioned he wasn't properly, like
he wasn't hydrating right- correctly.
No, he was. He drank proper 12 for a week. I don't know why.
So going into the, if he went into this with the right state of mind and he prepared for this,
the right state of mind.
So it's like I would love to see that
the New York state of mind. Yes, yeah, precisely.
I want to see if it changes anything, because I mean, some people say yes, some people say no.
A focus Connor could come in and do damage. Why not?
I think if he fights Diaz now, he will actually murder him. Like the first fight, obviously he lost, but the second one he went the distance. I think the fact that we actually have a motivated Connor and he's going to fight at a consistent weight, like he's,
170, man,
he's going to punch a hole through the back of Nathan's head. So I think, logically speaking, timeline wise, and you know, for sheer interest sake, I think the Nathan fight is the one to go.
The
with.
Nathan,
but honestly, whatever happens, I think we're all back in.
I think at this point he'll take any fight, anyone that's willing to come at him. He'll like, sure, let's
yeah,
do
why
it.
Not?
Let's the king just, is back.
Do let's do it.
The king is back. All right, we got like 5 minutes left. Do you guys want to talk Redskins?
Talk Zion. Perhaps everybody's talking about Zion. You want to talk about Zion?
Okay, we'll just table that. You know what? Get ready for the Redskins discussion, right? Yeah, maybe. No. He's trying to find the song on the board. We're gonna talk about Zion. Zion. Did you watch the Zion's debut last night?
Parts of it, yeah. I saw like
when did you check it?
The fourth quarter. Oh,
okay. It's the right time. Yeah. I can't argue with your sentiment. Yeah. So you saw like the actual productive portion of his.
Yeah,
debut.
I reviewed the previous part of the game where I was just the analysis of it, where the Spurs made it very known that they were not going to let him get off, like just go off. So
you shall not pass.
This was like, or shoot. And this is an important game too. The Spurs are fighting for the eighth seed. You never see that in a Popovich era. The Spurs, you're like, what?
But they suck.
Yeah, they're not good, man. So they're in a rebuild sort of like grasping like era. So, but yeah, I mean, he went off seven. He went on that run all by himself. 17 points, like 4 threes. You're like, what is happening?
So the over under for points that he would score in the game was 15.
Yeah, you hit those prop bets.
I mean, right at the end. Yeah, right at the end. Oh my
I stand corrected. It was 11 points.
That's really low.
But I'm saying when you got to the third, when you got through the third quarter, you're like, oh my god,
he's like, I'm gonna hit.
He was only at 5, right?
He's not gonna get through the game at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my god.
But it was wild to see that thing, because I kind of sleptwalk through the entire first three quarters. Like, yeah. I saw him score his first bucket. I'm like, this is no good. it's the third quarter. He just scored for the first time, and then all of a sudden, like. I was.
They just left him open.
I was awake.
Missing free throws. Like, come on, man. It's like, come on. We expect more from you.
No, but come on, man. This is his first real live NBA game action. Like, you expect him to just go off? He's out of shape. He's not in game shape either. How many minutes do you play? Like 18? Like something like 20 minutes?
I think he was minutes? On a minutes restriction.
Yeah, he's on a restriction. Minutes? Come on, man. Like,
he's wearing a knee sleeve that didn't befit his skin color. Like, it was just the weirdest circumstance, period. And he
also,
just,
John, they make black like knee sleeves if you know, it'll look a lot better than that.
Nice.
But anyways.
Fair point.
But I was like,
can't argue with that.
You know, the thing that had me wondering was like, yes, you know, he pulled off this miraculous run and he like
got those four buckets in the row.
It was impressive. It really was. But I'm not going to take that away from him. But
he's about to take it away.
Yeah,
in the first three quarters, he didn't look that impressive. He made it to the end of the game where he started making this run. And it's like, why you want to give him a lot of credit? He had no defense on him.
They
left him open for all these shots. These guys are professionals. They need to make shots when they're that wide open, especially a guy like Zion. So I can't say like, oh, here he comes. He's going to be rookie of the year. You know, it's like,
oh no, that's out the window. No.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah.
Like, shout out to Ja Morant.
Exactly.
Yo, that kid is crazy.
Oh, crazy.
Woo! That kid is crazy.
Even his missed dunks. Oh, my
yeah, he's
God.
Just, he just jumps out of the gym. Dude.
Where's Ja?
But, I mean, there's a lot. So, he's been
there's
hyped.
There's a lot to like.
Yeah. But, you know, going back to Zion, he's been hyped since high school, dude. Like, since AAU. They've been following him since then. So, him coming out and actually getting game minutes, game action, like, you just... Everybody was hyped for it. And maybe it just took a, you know, he felt
life
the nerves,
of its own,
you know, so it kind of got out of control. But once he hit that first bucket and he started going on a little, you know, that little run, it's just like, it just, you know how it is. Like, you see the basket, you just throw it up, and then you know you hit. Damn, just keep
I'm
going.
In the zone. He's like Woody Harrelson. He's in the zone.
Yeah.
Why was he wide open, though?
They left him open.
Why?
They stopped caring.
He doesn't. Well, because he doesn't shoot a lot of threes. He didn't shoot a lot
of
threes.
They just expect him to rush in. So yeah. They were staying low.
Yeah, so he didn't shoot a lot of threes in any portion of his career prior to getting to that game, right? Yeah. So Duke, high school, whatever the case may be, he didn't shoot a lot of threes, so... Why not? Just let him shoot it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's bound to come back to earth. Like,
well, the first couple buckets, it was all down low anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah, I mean, but
makes sense.
He's so athletic. I mean, there's a lot of people still hating on him and his build, right? Like, the camera definitely adds 10 pounds because it didn't look good.
Jesus. No.
But, I mean, he is a brick.
How many cameras were on him for that game?
Yeah, but he's a brick shithouse.
But
man,
he always looks like... thick.
Yeah,
but
man,
then
it's strong.
I'm always surprised with how high he can get off the ground and
yeah,
how
man.
Agile he is.
His hops are sick. There's a lot of people who are comparing him like his athleticism to like Barkley when Barkley was in Philly, where Barkley was like 6'3", but he could just destroy down low, and he was just man. You're like, there's no way this guy can outmuscle me, and he was just doing that.
I mean, what was it? He had a preseason debut where he was like ripping the ball from like a dude.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Damn, man.
And then, take it easy, bro.
Then Lucho, take it easy. Yes.
But I mean, he's only 19. Sky's the limit. Impressive. Like, I hope he's going to be. He'll develop into a good player. Hopefully, his body develops, and he is able to work out.
His body develops.
Yeah, he's 19. You don't think he's still going to grow?
He's going to grow into his frame.
Can you imagine? He's going to get.
You're telling me he's going to get.
He's
going to
get stronger. No, that's
he's
what
he is. Stronger than what he is right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly. Right. He's going to grow. He's going to be like grow. He's going to have like grown man strength soon. It's like, yo, he's still a kid, man. Come on now.
Yeah.
So we're back in then.
I'm in. I mean, I don't want to anoint him, right? A lot of people are anointing him, but no, you still have to show it. You have to prove it. There's a lot of potential. Hopefully he can live up to that potential, but there's so much hype around him.
I mean, it's probably the most hyped player since LeBron.
Yeah, for sure.
Coming into the league with that much pressure that he's going to be like this new era of basketball.
You already have. It's his name is Giannis. The Greek freak, man.
Oh, man.
I'm so in for the Zionist revolution. Long live Zion. What?
If only he came to the Wizards, that would have been cool.
Okay.
We had the eighth pick.
He's lamenting something that couldn't have. Like,
we had the ninth pick.
Five
Rui.
Picks. Five picks difference, or eight picks. I'm sorry. Like, he's really lamenting this.
Yeah, man.
We need help.
There was
in
no
DC.
Shot. Stop it. We Davis Bertans. That's my guy. All the chips in on Davis. All right. I think we're back in on the Zion train, and we're ready to. Take another shot in honor of Zion.
Another shot?
Oh, I have something.
Wait. What?
I have something for
you. Oh! Hey. What is this?
Screwball.
Oh, what is it? Did you get this from New York?
No. I got it at ABC, so that's why I was late.
Okay. Screwball. So he told us we couldn't.
It's a peanut butter whiskey.
What?
Are we going to drink this now?
We can if you want.
Okay, who has legitimate concerns about getting home tonight? I have to ask that.
Not I, but I do have to take a leak.
Okay, well, I guess the show's over.
It's fine. We can do it after.
No,
show.
We can do it on the show. I'll hold it. I'm an adult.
Is this a sipping whiskey? Or?
You sip. I haven't tried it myself. I hear good things.
All right.
You haven't tried this?
No, I hear good things.
What
I went.
If we all die?
I went into an ABC store, and the gentleman there sold me on it. And he was like, you got to try this.
You such a sucker.
I am.
He sold you on peanut butter whiskey.
You try. We can all try it.
We'll find this out right now. Okay, we'll sip. We don't have to throw it all back.
Yeah, we don't throw it all back. Okay. Just take a sip. We'll, you know.
And in the name of friendship.
This is hard.
And the Super Bowl weekend and Zion's debut.
Here, man.
Here, take my bottle.
Yeah,
take my bottle. Give me that thing.
Can we switch?
Yes, please.
Jesus Christ. What is happening?
A lot of hard truths coming out here tonight.
These two hands are so tender.
Uh-oh. John's.
Uh-oh. See? It wasn't. I was sabotaged, man.
You need a wet towel?
Don't use the team.
Oh,
don't
God.
Use the team.
Dude, don't do that.
Oh. He used the teeth.
We're all good. These two teeth. I don't know. All right. Well, cheers, boys. Glad to have Jack back from the big city. Glad to have Ice back, period.
He survived. Yes. He survived.
He survived. All right. And we survived this episode. So cheers to you folks on the YouTube. And I guess we'll see you next
week. Ooh, it does smell like peanut butter. Smell it. Isn't that weird?
I guarantee it doesn't taste like peanut butter.
Really? Why would it?
You let me know.
All right.
Okay. Well, cheers, and I think we'll do some Super Bowl preview next week, perhaps?
Yeah,
next
definitely.
Week. I got an idea for the Super Bowl. I'll float it out there in this week.
Oh.
All right. Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
No good?
It actually does taste like peanut butter.
I was wrong.
It tastes like peanut butter.
It tastes like a peanut butter and jelly.